What is up, my dudes and dudettes, and welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Football Lovers. If you haven't done so already, go and follow me on Instagram at Fantasy Football Lovers for some amazing content. And for today, I will be talking about some of my favorite dynasty picks, favorite dynasty value picks, that is, in the NFC West, one per each team, exactly. Starting off with the Arizona Cardinals, I have chosen Andy Isabella, which is, I know it's a super crowded wide receiver room, and it's not like the team will be throwing like 60 times a game, but I do like the way it's set up for him exactly next year. I'm completely assuming that Mr. Larry Legend is gonna finally retire this year. And that will allow Isabella more playing time and more targets, since I also assume that Hakeem Butler and Keyshawn Johnson are not the same type of wide receivers as Fitz is to be the type of players that really demand targets. You know, Isabella, he's only 5'9", 188 pounds, and almost 24 years old, but he runs a blazing 4.3140. He's got to break out, or he's going to break out this year, in my opinion. But he's not going to be consistent, kind of the way that Marquise Brown was last year. And next year is when I could really see him coming into this and becoming that deep threat while still able to run that whole route tree. Because honestly, he's not a one-trick pony. He just so happens to be super good at one of the tricks, which is running the deep routes, like the fades and the deep posts and corners. His ADP is only wide receiver 76, 177th overall. I am going to be totally grabbing him a lot this year in Dynasty Drafts. Just make sure to get him a little bit earlier than that, because a lot of people are starting to hype him up too, before it's too late next year especially. And now on to the Seattle Seahawks. I actually have Philip Dorsett, who, yes, I understand is on a one-year deal, but his skill set can translate very well onto any team, but especially on the Seahawks, who have Russell Wilson, one of the best deep ball throwers in the game. He is 5'10", 185, and runs a 4.33. Yes, another speedster. And reasons why I like him are because his age is still only 27, and he has what it takes to have that, you know, DeSean Jackson kind of effect, where he can make people respect him, and he can always blow the roof off at any moment. If you're in leagues that have a ton of flex spots, which I'm in two right now that actually have them, you might want them in one of these, and the reason being is, as long as you build a roster with some safe pieces, you can dabble in there some of these boom players like Dorsett, where he can literally win you weeks by himself. And if you really want to use him as a trade piece after a big game, that I wouldn't be too against that. But I'm going to be honest and warn you that I think this year he shows why he was a first-round pick. He's shown glimpses, you know, here and there on the Patriots and on the Colts. And I really do think this is a year it all comes together. I believe his range of outcomes is going to be roughly between 35 to 55 receptions, 400 to 700 yards, and 2 to 6 touchdowns. And I know there are big variances, and the reason why is because I'm giving into the account that there's less practice reps this year, and there's some stiff competition for more targets between Lockett and Metcalf, and for all I know, they're actually going to bring in either Josh Gordon back again or Antonio Brown, which there has been rumors. But who cares? You know, his ADP is literally the wide receiver 144 and 286 overall. You're not spending an arm and a leg on him. And, you know, now enough of my little love affair with, you know, Mr. Dorsett. Let's move on. Let's talk about Van Jefferson. of the Los Angeles Rams. He is 6'2", 200 pounds, and only 24 years old. He's a prospect that people were super high on at first. Like, he was at the pinnacle of one of the best rookies, apparently, coming out. People were loving his route skills, and they didn't really like his speed, but people have been a little wrong about that, I would say. And here's why. So, he is actually, well, he was recorded in the Senior Bowl, getting clocked at a 21.05 miles per hour time while running routes and playing in the game and doing practices. That is faster than Devin Duvernay, who ran a 20.9, Denzel Mims, who ran a 20.26, and Antonio Gibson, who ran a 20.15. So all those guys ran 4.3 40s in the rough area right there, you know, in the high 4.3s, which I don't understand how you can say Van Jefferson now, who ran faster than them in the long speed, literally is being claimed that he can't run fast and he does not have that top notch in speed. So let's just take that off the plate right now. Like, he is 100% now a great route runner who literally looks like he is carving butter, just making it ooze. He just has his way against defenses on his route running. I loved his route running skills. He's got great hands and body control with now amazing speed. And along with getting great separation, which is, you know, what you want to make it easier for the quarterback, I love him. I love him as a prospect. And there have been speculations of him being Kupp's replacement, which, I mean, it could happen, but I don't think it'll ultimately happen. And I could actually see them using him as the outside wide receiver rather than playing in the slot, so they can smoothly run their three wide receiver sets again. And this offense has clearly proven that in three wide receiver sets, all three wide receivers are capable of being supported fantasy-wise every week. And Sean McVay has a certain type of player, as you can see. Like, he's got the Cooper Kupp, he's got Josh Reynolds, and now Van Jefferson. All these guys know how to get open. Clearly, he knows how to use these guys. He's in the perfect landing spot with the perfect ADP, I believe, with the wide receiver 73, 174 overall, making him my favorite dynasty value for the Rams. And lastly, on the 49ers, it's probably not who you're expecting. You're probably expecting me to say, oh, Jalen Hurd, or, you know, Deebo Samuel, because, you know, his value is probably going to go down. But I actually really like Jerick McKinnon. I know, he's 28 years old, and, you know, for running backs, that's, you know, a little over the curve. But when healthy, and I assume he's completely healed by now, he has the top 10 potential. Yes, I said top 10. With the combination of elite speed, size, and skill as a runner, and a pass catcher, especially in Kyle Shanahan's system, it's almost a dream come true. He could also be used out in the slot and deployed in end arounds and jet sweeps, which is, you know, because he's an absolute weapon. If he could get somewhere near his original 40 time of that 4.41 and keep his weight to around that 210, 215, this guy, in my opinion, is a freaking steal. We know running backs in this system could thrive. We don't know that Mostert could have been a fluke, and Coleman is always just going to be a part of the committee. We saw that last year, like even down the stretch when Mostert was really taking on almost the full workload. You know, Coleman, he was healthy, and he was just a part of the committee. He wasn't crazy and demanding all these touches. And Mostert, for all we know, you know, he's actually at the end of that. You know, I think he's 28 too or 27. And he is at the end of that running back learning curve too, but he's been beat up more recently. And he's also never truly been proven. This is the first year where we're like, oh yeah, Mostert's good. But is he really? What if this is just the outlier year for Mostert? And, you know, McKinnon was the guy that they brought in first, before Coleman. You know, and, you know, Mostert was just there as like an undrafted free agent. McKinnon was the first guy that Shanahan wanted. So, and they restructured his contract just so they can keep him. They obviously seen something in him in the short time that he was able to play in practice. They saw that he has the chance and the possibility of being a capable contributor to this team. He is going as the RB89, 268th overall. And honestly, I think he's got a couple years left in the tank. Or, you know, for all we know, he could end up being like another Darren Sproles. And, you know, just be a solid PPR option for years to come. And he's just that filler type of player, like a James White. And he's just great to have on your roster, in my opinion. And we all know running backs are scarce. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for tuning in and listening to me. And please share with the people that you think will enjoy this type of content, as, of course, more is on its way soon. You dudes and dudettes, take care, you know what I'm saying? And hope this video enlightened you to things you didn't really think about before and that are going to help you dominate your league for years to come.